This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We are joined this segment by Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
We obviously this week, the big story has been the corrections officer strike happening in Erie County and throughout New York State. What's your take on the developments of the last 2 weeks?
It's been a really brutal couple of weeks for the corrections officers, but it's been a really brutal couple of years for them. I think this has been a ticking time bomb waiting to happen. I met with some corrections officers in Marilla on Monday night as the board passed a resolution in support of the officers and to repeal HALT. And it was hard to hear the stories that they're saying. You know, I think when you have such a widespread strike happening of corrections officers, something has been going wrong for a very long time. Talking to them about the assaults that are up since 2019, assaults on officers are up 86%. Inmate-on-inmate attacks have more than doubled since 2019. Staff numbers continue to dwindle because they're very difficult jobs. They're some of the hardest jobs in law enforcement. And when our corrections officers are out there saying, we're being injured, we're being attacked, we don't have the support, the governor is turning her back and instead threatening them. It's disgusting to watch this happen. We should be supporting them and we should be giving in and working with them to make sure that they have a safe work environment for everybody.
What do you think of the possibility? You know, George Brillo was on last segment and he said that the governor should use executive order and repeal HALT or suspend HALT indefinitely. What do you think the chances of that happening are with Governor Hochul?
I think we have a governor that is more concerned about bending to the fringe of her political party and, you know, prioritizing the safety of inmates over corrections officers. And I think she needs to repeal HALT immediately. She has the ability to do so. She has the ability by executive order to suspend HALT so that these officers can be in a more safe work environment. Instead, I think she's going to cave to the very left fringes of her party that are going to say, you can't do that. We need to protect the inmates. I mean, New York State has become a pro-criminal state, and she's just proving that with everything she's doing now.
You look throughout Erie County, and obviously, you know, Erie County has a Democratic lead in the legislature. But would you say that Democrats in Erie County stand with the corrections officers? Have you talked to anyone in the legislature about this and where the county stands?
So this past week, the minority caucus, the Republican caucus, we did put forward a resolution standing in support with the corrections officers. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I kind of expected a little bit of a fight when we got there on Thursday, because usually they try and stay away from these issues. But to my surprise, that resolution did pass unanimously. We called on Kathy Hochul and our leaders downstate, especially to make sure that we're addressing the issues and that we're working with the officers so that we can get to a point where we can increase staffing. I mean, the message from the state is if we can't get 100% staffing, we're going to call 70% 100%. It doesn't make it right. That just, you know, is just calling an apple an orange. Locally, I think we do need to call on our local officials. We have Democrats in the state legislature. Senator April Baskin, it wasn't too long ago at the Erie County Legislature, she brought up a resolution to support the HALT Act. So we know that publicly there are a lot of local leaders that have supported these things in the past, and we need to call on them to do what is right. They did this in the past. You can't have crime increasing and attacks increasing in our corrections facilities and then say that the HALT Act is working. It doesn't make any sense. We need to hold these politicians accountable, and we need to tell them that they need to go get the job done.
The legalities of this. I do want to ask you the legalities of, there was a text sent to corrections officers over the weekend about terminating health insurance and then possibly imposing fines, imprisonment. What legal rights do the striking officers have, and how far can New York State actually go?
Well, look, I'm not a lawyer, but I know a couple. And I do think, looking at the state law, they are in a difficult spot with striking. But when I look at that, and what I see is officers that are, they're past the tipping point. They are willing to put it all on the line because the conditions are so bad. They don't have enough staff. They're being forced to work 48 hours straight. They're being attacked by inmates who are using, the rules to their advantage. It puts them in a very difficult situation legally, but at the same time, we need corrections officers in our facilities. And if I think Governor Hochul is going to take away their health insurance, is threatening, different sanctions against these officers, what is she going to do when they all quit? Who would want to go back into prison when attacks on officers are through the roof? It's nonsense. We should be working to support them, not working to punish them. This is not a problem the corrections officers created. It's a problem that downstate liberal policies created. And instead of throwing your hands up in the air and blaming somebody else, we should be taking a look at the state level and making the changes that we need to support our officers. But it is a very difficult position, but you don't get to this point unless it is that bad. So here we are.
All right. Now, eyes on Erie County committee meetings this week and a legislative session next week. What is on the is seeing how much the county's paying for trips to Albany and Washington on the agenda?
It should be. We need a DOGE in Erie County.
Your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Efficiencies are getting pretty out of control. There's a lot of wasted spending. But I am excited about a law that I clocked in last week. It's a bipartisan law that I worked on with Legislator Gilmore to bring more transparency to Erie County, because for too long we have a lot of boards. We have a lot of committees boards that are authorized by Erie County. And they operate in the dark. So there's going to be a public hearing on my transparency law on Tuesday night at 6:00. I'm hoping that we'll have a discussion in committee and move that for a vote at the next session. The goal is really to require these boards to operate in the sunlight. Think about boards like the ECMC board, the library board, the Board of Health Ethics. They all operate in ways where it's really difficult to even find who's on the board. What decisions are they making, and they're affecting taxpayers? So that's one thing that we have coming up. Another thing that's going on at the county is we are in the process of the Charter Review Commission. So the Erie County Charter gets reviewed by a panel of citizens every so often, and then it goes onto the ballot in November for approval. And what we are seeing is that, if you recall, last November, there was an Erie County proposition on the ballot to change the way that sales tax can be extended in Erie County. It was overwhelmingly rejected by the electorate in Erie County. They said, no, Mark Poloncarz, we don't want to make it easier for you to extend sales tax. And of course, as we're as he's hitting his points to make recommendations to the review commission, it was one of the first things he brought up, that he'd like to slip that into the charter review and ignore the will of the taxpayers. So there is a lot going on in Erie County, and there's a lot to keep your eyes on.
I have to ask this, and this, I know this is going to sound like I'm picking on the county executive. I am not, but honest question. He was in D.C. when the plane went down. He's in D.C. again right after the Zelensky incident. He was in Albany during the week. Does he come back to the legislature with a recap of what he got for the county, what happened in these meetings? I mean, is this something that after every trip you guys get together and he gives a PowerPoint presentation on what he accomplished?
No, Joe, he doesn't. You know, I have no idea what he's doing. I wish he would focus a little more on Erie County than he does on D.C. You know, we have corrections facilities in Erie County. I haven't seen Mark out supporting those striking workers. I have seen him, you know, tweeting that he's in D.C. and tweeting that he's in Albany talking to Kathy Hochul about it. He should stand up for the people he represents and go do something. We don't get reports on what's going on. I can tell you we did have lunch with the county executive. He invited my caucus over. I really had high hopes for the meeting. It was the first time since I've been a legislator anything like that has happened. Obviously, last year when we hit around this point of the year, we had the consolidated bond resolution come through, and Mark Poloncarz wanted to push forward a plan that put more money on the taxpayer's credit card when he had the cash in his pocket from the closing of the fiscal year. I was really hopeful that that would be a productive conversation, that he saw that, you know, we were able to save money last year. We were able to work together. But instead, he brought us over. We had lunch and he just complained that Donald Trump is president. And it was arguably a bit of a waste of time. So that was the only update I've ever gotten. That's all I can really say to that.
You know, I don't like to inject my opinion into this show, but he does realize that he is the county executive of Erie County. I heard at the
someone should remind him.
I heard at the mayoral forum, his question to the candidates were, how would you stand up to Donald Trump? Like, Buffalo's got enough problems. I don't think the mayor of Buffalo needs to stand up to Trump. They need to focus on the issues of Buffalo.
Erie County has enough problems. Yeah. You know, we have a receding sales tax. Spending is out of control since Mark has taken over. I think rather than worrying about what's happening in D.C., maybe he should take some notes and go through his own administration and look for inefficiencies. Where can we cut some spending instead of just looking where we can spend more money? You know, unfortunately, the county executive and I don't think we have the same priorities when it comes to a lot of things. But yeah, I think I wish he would focus a little more on Erie County. We do, you know, he said he's not going to run again. And, you know, there's some politics that's happening with that too. He's sending over commissioners before they're ripe for reappointment, And I don't think that that's an accident. I think he's trying to secure his political appointees before he leaves office and goes off to wherever he's going.
I do have a question about roads. It's becoming that time of year where we hear about roads and money to go with roads. I know about a month ago, Erie County was looking for more state money to fix some of the road issues. Any development there? And are we going to see a fight over funding for roads in the next month or so?
Look, you know, I'm a legislator that represents a lot of very rural towns, and I don't think we can get enough money for roads. I wish we could spend more to fix a lot of the roads in our district. We did pass a resolution at the county asking the state for more CHIPS funding. So CHIPS, it's what a lot of towns and the county rely on from the state to help repair our roads. Year after year, the CHIPS funding has been decreasing. It used to keep up with the rate of inflation and get occasional bumps. So our town's highway superintendents have been in Albany advocating for that. We've been supporting them from Erie County, but you know, the state does not seem to have as much of an appetite to increase that funding. But I think you will see a lot more. We have a lot of big road projects planned this year. Borden Road stretching from West Seneca into Lancaster is going to see some work. There's going to be work all across my district on roads, but we can never do enough to keep up with the infrastructure, especially in the very difficult environment that we have with the freeze and the thaw. And I know this winter has been especially tough, speaking to my highway superintendents as well as Bill Geary at the Public Works. It's been a difficult winter, and then with the salt issues on top of it, we're doing what we can, but we can always do more.
Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo, always great catching up, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Joe.